Welcome to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. The Mishnahs here continue with machlokas, with different disagreements between Beis Hillel and between Beis Shammai. Usually Beis Hillel is the matir, he's the one that is more lenient, and Beis Shammai is the one that is stricter. Just as an aside, whenever we find a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's interesting to note that Shammai and Hillel had very different roles in the Jewish people. The way that the Jewish governmental infrastructure was established was that, first of all, it was a theocracy. It followed the Torah law. At least that was the optimal type of society for us. In addition to that, Shammai had the job of the Av Bezdin, the head of the Jewish Supreme Court. Hillel had the job of the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, kind of like the president. And the job of the Av Bezdin, the head of the Supreme Court, was to make sure that the law is enforced to its strictest measures, and therefore Beis Shammai is almost always more strict. Beis Hillel's job was to advocate for the people. Therefore, if possible, within the realm of possibility, Hillel was usually more lenient, and we usually rule like Hillel. So let's see this machlokas. Says the Mishnah Beis Shammai, or Beis Shammai says, "Einostin unin shel pishna." We don't give bundles of flax, l'toch ha'tanor, put into the oven. The way it would work in those days was they would soak the pishna, they would soak the flax in water, and then they would put it into an oven, and they would do that because it would turn whiter. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos, Ela kadei she'afhilu mibod yom. They would have to make sure that there's enough sufficient time for the heat to take effect before Shabbos and enact the appropriate change to the flax. V'lo asat tzemer l'yoreh, similarly, one cannot put wool into a large cauldron to boil it and dye it. Ela kadei she'iklo ta'ayin, unless there's time for the dye to take before Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says that it is permitted to do both of the previous cases, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that Beis Hillel holds that there's no mitzvah of Shvisas Kelim, one's objects are not obligated in keeping Shabbos. The Gemara adds that Beis Hillel, even though he permits a person to put wool inside of a large quadrant, the halacha is that if there's a fire burning underneath it, Beis Hillel says that it's prohibited because you may come to stoke the fire. And Beis Hillel also says that you have to seal the urn or the quadrant so that you shouldn't come to stir it on Shabbos, and that's an issur of mevashel of cooking. Beis Shammai says, "Ein parsim mitzudas chayav ofos v'dagum." One cannot spread traps for non-domesticated animals, for birds and for fish, on Erev Shabbos. El kadesh yatzudu v'yom, there would have to be enough time for it to trap and catch them before Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel matir, but Beis Hillel says that it is permissible as long as you are doing it before Shabbos. One more Mishnah. Beis Shammai, Yoram Beis Shammai says, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7, Ein mochin l'nachri. You're not allowed to sell an animal to a nachri. Meitoan animo. You're not allowed to load a donkey. Vein mabien alav. You're not allowed to even load a bundle or a load onto the shoulders of the guy because it seems like you are assisting the fellow in doing it for Shabbos. Elokadeshi agia l'makom karov. Unless there is enough time for the fellow to reach a place that is nearby before Shabbos, so that people shouldn't suspect that the nachri is the shliach, the non-Jew is the messenger of the Jew. Well, Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says that it's permissible to sell, to load, or even to place on the shoulders of a non-Jew, even if he's going somewhere that's distant, as long as one does it before Shabbos. However, everybody agrees that the fellow has to leave while it is still before Shabbos, while it is still daylight, so a person should not think that the Jew gave these things or did these things with the guy on Shabbos itself. Wishing you a beautiful day and an amazing upcoming week.